Here are your latest Manchester United headlines. I'm James Mason. Brazilian legend Ronaldo is said to have offered Alexis Sanchez the chance to return to Spanish football with Real Valladolid and end his United and Inter Milan nightmare. The Chilean is now fit after 3 months out with an ankle injury and was a late sub in Inter's 2-1 win over Sampdoria on Sunday night. Speaking on a Zoom call, former Inter and Brazil striker Ronaldo, who took a 51% controlling stake of Valladolid in September 2018, said, Alexis Sanchez has succeeded wherever he's gone. He has a lot of quality. If he doesn't succeed at Inter, Valladolid will open the doors to him. Meanwhile, United have reportedly approached Real Valladolid about a potential transfer deal for defender Mohamed Salisu. The 21-year-old has impressed in La Liga and could now be heading to the Premier League as he has three apparent suitors from England. United have been joined by Everton and Southampton in inquiring about Salisu, who has a bargain release clause of around £10.8 million. And finally, Gary Neville believes David De Gea's drop in form is more serious than just a blip, and he has urged the goalkeeper to go back to basics. De Gea had the finger of blame pointed in his direction for Tottenham's opening goal in the 1-1 with Manchester United on Friday night. The mistake drew some strong criticism from Roy Keane, and the pundit had also labelled the goalkeeper arrogant after United's 1-1 draw with Everton back in March. The numbers do not make good reading, as De Gea has now made 7 errors leading to opposition goals since the start of last season, the joint most among Premier League players. Neville thinks his standards have dropped and he puts the plummeting form down to confidence issues. He said he was the one player United could really rely upon for the last 4 years, but he's not the same. He hasn't been the same for some time. That's all for now. We'll have more later.